try to, I guess it's not a good thing to do with a hamstring, but are you going to try to force yourself to play? Because you know the numbers right now are.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation. We all want to be out there. We're all going to do everything we can to try to get out there. I don't know exactly who's going to be there, who's not, but we're all working towards the same thing, and that's trying to be out there.
I think you have a pretty impressive consecutive game streak going right now.
Who, to me?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Does it bother you if you can't keep that going?
You know, that's out of my control, obviously. I'm not going to go out there if I don't feel like I can help us. But, you know, I'm also a type that I can play through some things. I've always have in my career. I mean, I've had nicks and bruises and things like that. Play through. Hamstring is a little different. I've never had a hamstring injury in my life, so I really, yeah. So it's not something I'm used to. I know how to deal with and things like that. My pain tolerance is pretty good, though, so I'll do what I can.
I'm not trying to think about this question, but, like, what's the difference between trying to play through at the time and then geared up to be ready to start on Sunday? Does it... the injury changed during the week? Does it come down to treatment?
It's worse. Well, I mean, when it first happens, I mean, you can be, you never know. You can be on meds. You can be this. You don't feel as much. The next day, you're 10 times worse. You wake up, the swelling, it's hurting. You can barely move, can't stretch, you know, things like that. I mean, normally, it's the injury is always worse the next day after it soaks in. And the medication wear off, things wear off, things like that. It swells up. So it's typically worse after you do it. With your adrenaline and all the stuff going on, you can do a lot. I mean, you know it's hurting. You might be limping and things like that. But, I mean, you play through things.
Which corners on this team could slide? Obviously, Jalen Watkins would be one of them. But are there other corners on this team that can slide back if they need to?
To safety?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's you have to ask the coaches that exactly what would they do in a situation like that. But I don't think it's gonna be a situation where we're not gonna have enough safeties. I mean, we got Chris Maragos. He's a safety here already. So I mean,
we're down to two then. You got Malcolm and Chris.
Malcolm and Chris, and I mean, you never know what's gonna happen. I don't know the situation. I mean, I would like to believe that out of three of us, at least one of us would be able to go. I mean, I'm hoping and praying that I mean that all three of us are not out. So I don't know the situation. We're all just, I mean, going to get as much treatment as we possibly can and try to get back out there. But, I mean, at worst, hopefully one of us will be ready to go.
If the game was today, could you go?
If the game was today? I don't know. It'd be tough. Luckily, the game isn't today.
You get to practice tomorrow?
I still don't know yet.
How do you feel physically? Does it hurt?
Yeah, of course it hurt if I didn't practice. Yeah, it hurts. I mean, yeah, it's tight. It's really tight. It hurts. Knotted up a little bit. Things like that. Yeah, obviously it hurts, but just got to give as much treatment as I possibly can, and hopefully I'll be ready to go.